This is a must watch. MAGA Republicans are angry at Joe Rogan because he had on Texas Republican James Tallarico. And by the end of the episode, Joe Rogan was largely agreeing with Tallarico on a lot of his ideas. This tweet reads, "Breaking. James Tallarico went on Joe Rogan and made the best case we've seen for why to be a Democrat. Every American needs to see this. It got over 1.1 million views on Twitter overnight from Democratic Wins Media, and it's raked in tens of millions of more views across the internet on Joe Rogan's show. He has a huge audience, and that's why this is so important. That's why it's important to have strong messengers out there who can make the case for why it's good to be a Democrat. Why you can be a Christian who is not a theocrat or a Democrat who believes in just the betterment of humanity." James Tallarico was elected to the Texas House of Representatives in 2018. He represents District 52, and he's risen to fame because he is a pastor who uses his Christianity to push back against the MAGA version of theocracy. So Joe Rogan has had a lot of right-wing guests on over and over and over because Joe Rogan has been sucked down this MAGA pipeline. For example, he's had MAGA commentator Matt Walsh on his show multiple times. Matt Walsh is a self-described Christian theocrat or theocratic fascist. He wants to impose his religious views on the rest of the country. So it's really terrifying when Joe Rogan platforms someone like that, like Matt Walsh, to tens of millions of people with no pushback. That is why I've been relentlessly making the argument that Democrats need to be going into these spaces and making the arguments as to why it's good to vote blue, why Trump is incredibly corrupt, because if we're not getting in these spaces, nobody's going to hear it. Nobody's going to hear our message. This is actually a debate I've been having with you guys in the audience for a while. Some people in the audience think that it's not worth going on these shows, that we need to shut down MAGA, don't give them air, Joe Rogan should never be talked to. I think that is very short-sighted and not a good long-term political strategy. Like, genuinely, that is a very naive political strategy. I think having James Tallarico go on Joe Rogan's show, not just to convince Joe Rogan, but to talk to the tens of millions of people who listen to Joe Rogan, is how democracy functions. So I'll quit yapping. Let's start with this clip of James Tallarico describing how he's a Christian, but that being said, there is no more dangerous form of government than a theocracy. It is very important to have strong Christian leaders pushing back against this form of theocracy we see seeping into the mainstream. So if you appreciate this video, drop a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. YouTube sometimes unsubscribes people. There's weird glitches, so double check. Let's just start here.
And again, this is very personal, given how important my faith is to me. But I'm a Christian, and I think there is no more dangerous form of government than theocracy. Because the only thing worse than a tyrant is a tyrant who thinks they're on a mission from God.
We haven't had any good examples of that in the past.
No.
There's not one that you go, well, that one worked out.
Right. And yeah. This is people trying to use my religion to control people.
Yeah.
That's the name of the game. And we're seeing that here. I mean, Texas is, I'm an eighth generation Texan. My family's been here since it was Mexico. I love this state, but I've just seen people like Dunham Wilkes just take us in this far right culture war direction at the expense of actual problems we need to solve. One of the bills that didn't pass last legislative session was a bill that would have provided funding for flood mitigation and emergency systems to get the word out when there's a flood. And we literally just saw the consequence of not passing that bill.
Immediately saw the consequence of not passing that bill because Republicans were lunging on culture war issues and trying to weaponize institutions against blue states rather than protecting red states. Let me remind you one more time why this is so important. As Democratic Wins Media posted this and said every American needs to see this, it's the best case for why to be a Democrat, it got 1.1 million views. That clip of James Tallarico explaining the facts is getting millions of views across the internet, on TikTok, on Joe Rogan's podcast. It's so important that we go out there and have these conversations. Again, you're not going to convince Joe Rogan in one split second, but there are millions of people watching who we call low propensity voters. That's not even a bad term. It just means you don't really pay attention much. You don't really vote much. You're not really engaged in politics, but you are engaged in podcasts or you listen to cultural stuff. So it's important to be reaching out to these low propensity voters and having these conversations. When Pete Buttigieg goes on Fox News, it's not because he's trying to give air to MAGA or whatever. Like, I hate when people say that. They're like, don't give air to MAGA by debating them. Guys, MAGA has both chambers of Congress and the presidency. So when Pete Buttigieg is going on Fox News, he's not giving air to MAGA. He's very clearly doing it to push back. How about this clip of James Tallarico being told by Joe Rogan he needs to run for president? Joe Rogan seems to be kind of being won over here.
There is reason and good reasons to be disillusioned.
Mm-hmm.
I guess all I'm pushing back on is that second step of it's always going to be this way.
Right. It doesn't have to be
right.
this way.
That is the key step.
Right.
So I'm not on.
That's because you need to run for president.
Yeah.
We need someone who's actually a good person.
Well,
because the Democrats have very few candidates that are.
Can I actually push back on that?
Please.
Because we were talking about how politics has become a religion.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the ways it does is people put all their faith in a politician.
No, yeah,
because
I'm not
I've seen it with Bernie.
Yes.
People, and I like Bernie a whole lot, but some people treat him as if he's a messianic figure.
Well, because he's
Trump on the right,
ones,
people treat him as a messiah in some ways. Like,
Bernie's
this is a problem.
One of the only ones that's been remarkably consistent in his entire career.
I know.
And so
but he's still a flawed human being, right? I mean, just like
so
we all are.
It's so rare.
I know,
and
but
I
my point
that
is.
That should be praised.
But instead of, like, the change is going to come from your listeners.
Yes.
Not from me. Right? I can be a part of that. But I mean, if there's any hope I can give people, it's that the people in power, including the billionaire mega donors who basically run this whole thing, and I can get more into that if you want.
Please do.
But they are very afraid.
You know, this was a nice, respectful conversation. In this clip, James Tallarico actually gets the chance to describe how Republicans are suppressing the vote in Texas. I want to remind you, Joe Rogan runs his studio out of Texas. He lives in Texas. I think that's part of the reason why he was so attracted to talking to James Tallarico out of Texas. He even just said right there, maybe he should be president. Now, this doesn't take away the fact that Joe Rogan ran a lot of defense for MAGA and platformed them throughout the election cycle. But I just want to go back to what I was saying earlier. We can have a nuanced take and still say that this is somebody who James Tallarico should be talking to. If Pete Buttigieg went on Joe Rogan, we shouldn't be saying Pete Buttigieg is giving Joe Rogan air. No. He's going on there to spread our point of view. But in this clip, again, James Tallarico gets the chance to lay out how Republicans are suppressing the vote.
This is probably the hardest place to vote in the country, just in terms of the paperwork, the requirements, the hoops you got to jump through.
How so, though?
There's a whole host of things. The fact that we don't have online voter registration in the state, when a lot of other states do. I mean, think mm-hmm. of all the things you do online. Voter registration is not one of them. The IDs that now count for registering to vote or voting are very selective. So, for instance, if you've got a concealed carry license, that license counts as ID, which I agree that it should. But a student ID from a college or university doesn't count as an ID.
You have to get a driver's license. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to go get a driver's license. And again,
what
for
about
someone
passport?
Like
passport,
yeah,
work,
passport.
Right?
But again, I didn't have a passport for most of my life. Right? I didn't travel outside the country till I was, I was in my 30s. And so I didn't have a passport. A lot of people don't have a driver's license, especially older folks. So the point is that these rules get added on top of each other and make it even more difficult.
By the way, James Tallarico is a superstar. I just want to give some praise to him. I've been talking a lot about broader strategy and talking to Republicans in this video, but man, James Tallarico is so incredibly good at what he does. Here's a really, really weird moment from the podcast. This one really angered me. Joe Rogan, for some reason, defends Nick Fuentes for his Holocaust denial. I don't even know what's going on here, but James Tallarico brings up Nick Fuentes, and then Joe Rogan says, well, he's not denying the Holocaust. He's just debating the numbers. What? That's the same thing. You can't debate. If you're debating numbers, you are denying the official accounts.
You can, and again, your listeners should do their own research on this to learn about it, but there's been a lot of stories about these two billionaires and their control over state government. And I say this because...
But a big part of the Daily Wire is Ben Shapiro, and Ben Shapiro's very Jewish.
Well, and these two billionaires hosted a meeting with Nick Fuentes, who is a Holocaust denier, and
he's
got a lot of pushback.
He's a denier?
Nick Fuentes?
He's a denier?
Yes.
Or does he debate the numbers?
Well, be fair, I don't listen to a lot of Nick Fuentes, which is on me. But
no, Tallarico shouldn't have conceded that. I get that they're having an agreeable conversation, but it's like Joe Rogan just said, is he a denier or does he debate the numbers? Debating the numbers inherently makes you a denier. We have one final clip. This is the clip that perhaps blew up the most. This is the clip of James Tallarico explaining what it means to be a Democrat to him. This clip has been going viral all across the internet, and I think it's good that we have people out there, just reclaiming the word Democrat or liberal. I feel like half the country at this point thinks liberal is a slur. They don't even know what it means. They're just like, you liberal. When in reality, liberalism largely means equality or the ability to love who you want or do what you want without harming anybody else. Let's watch this clip of James Talarico explaining what it means to be a Democrat.
Why are you a Democrat?
Well, my mother, so I told you I was born to a single mom. She was a preacher's daughter. From Laredo down on the border. She left home at 19. She moved up to Austin. She met my birth father, who was a high school dropout and had a drinking problem. And that drinking problem sometimes led to being violent with my mother. And there was one night, it was me and mom and my birth father, and he had too much drink and got violent again. And that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. And my mom decided right then and there that she was leaving. So she packed all our stuff. She put me in her little Ford Escort. She drove me to the hotel where she worked downtown. The manager let us stay in one of the rooms for a few weeks until we found a little apartment in East Austin. And mom, you know, she took on double duty at the hotel. She fought for me at every instance, even when it was her own physical safety was at risk. And back then, this was early 90s, you know, she could look over at the Texas Capitol and she saw Texas Democrats like Ann Richards, Bob Bullock, people who fought for the little guy, mm-hmm. for working people, people who were forgotten and left behind. That was the classic Democratic Party.
Right.
And so I remember when I guess I was maybe kindergarten, and someone in school, they were talking about political parties, and I asked my mom what we were, and she was like, "We're Democrats because Democrats fight for the people." That was what she said.
Mm.
And my mom is still a Democrat today, but like, I don't know how much our party is still true to that, but I do know that that's our historical legacy, is the party that fights for the little guy. And I think we're at our best when we do that today. We're at our worst when we stray from that. But that's why I'm a Democrat and why I hope the party can get back to those roots.
Very beautifully said. And how would it make you feel after watching that clip if I told you that clip has reached tens of millions of Americans, tens of millions of people who didn't quite understand why people call themselves Democrats? I mean, a lot of people aren't as locked into politics as you and I, and this is their first exposure to somebody who's sitting there level-headed talking about democracy and democratic politics. So I think it's very important for us to have these conversations. Do not discount that. Let me know your opinions in the comment section below. My question to you all is, do you think it's worth going into these spaces and having these conversations? And if you're going to say yes or no, give me some rationale. I want to create a community where we're able to have good conversations that are deep. So I appreciate you all. I'll see you in the next video.